Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Susan Wilson. We're talking about Hotel Sorella during this segment. This boutique hotel opened recently in the Plaza. And joining us is Robert Leyva, General Manager of Hotel Sorella. Welcome to Central Standard.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So this hotel was once part of the West Edge development, which was designed by architect Moshe Safdie, who also designed the Kauffman Performance Center. What happened to that plan, and how did this hotel survive that process?
You know, I don't have all the background on exactly what happened to that plan. I will say that we were lucky to be able to fall into this. Valencia Group and Van Trust Real Estate were able to take what was here and make it come to fruition. I think a lot of people have been very happy with the progress, and we've gotten thank yous from all the residents and area businesses for getting this completed.
So how was the West Plaza location a factor in your positioning of this particular hotel?
It would seem that it's pretty difficult to have any new real estate in the Plaza. And the Plaza is a beautiful area of Kansas City and really of the Midwest. The fact that this was available and we were able to develop something that would add to the Plaza and continue to make it the unique venue that it is, it makes us feel like we're really making a contribution to the community.
So is your hotel connected, for those who don't know, to a chain or a parent company?
You know, we're a small luxury boutique company. We have four hotels now, and we'll open our fifth in Austin next 2 weeks, really. It's coming on pretty quickly here.
So what particular market are you targeting?
We want to focus on the business traveler. We have a lot of unique offerings. We offer complimentary Wi-Fi and wired, and it's 3 megabytes per room. Oftentimes in hotels, you'll see 1.5 megabytes. Additionally, we have a European breakfast that's complimentary with the rate. And so a business traveler can come in and just pick up a grab-and-go coffee and some of our fine pastries and sliced fruits and charcuteries that we offer and walk out. So that's our primary target. Of course, the Plaza is a destination for the Midwest for shopping and dining. And so we're weekend business will be more of a leisure traveler.
And speaking of business, you have somewhat of a relationship with the Pozzinelli Law Firm. Talk a little about that.
The City of Kansas City, Van Trust, and Pozzinelli, I think all were able to pool resources and put their heads together and see how we can get rid of what was an eyesore in that area. And so Pozzinelli has been a great partner. A lot of the things we developed in the hotel was to make sure that they were happy. We have a wired internet access as well as Wi-Fi because they wanted it there. And we have beautiful entertainment space and restaurant and bar upstairs on the 7th floor. You've had a pool.
I'm going to ask you about that in a moment.
Uh-huh.
How many jobs, by the way, did the hotel create or will it create on an ongoing basis?
We've created approximately 100 jobs. Beyond that, there is a task force in town with people from our other locations. And so I think there's a further economic benefit to having these people here and spending money in the Plaza and it's, you know, buying Kansas City Chief hats. We've seen a lot of that.
Now, you know, this weekend I had the pleasure of stopping by your hotel just to check it out before this interview. Now, you describe the decor as Italian, modern, contemporary. And what does that mean? Describe for maybe our listeners who can't see it what that means.
Well, let's take the Plaza, for instance. The Plaza was built in 1920s. But you walk into it now, and it's still relevant. It still feels elegant and luxurious. And the hotel is trying to mirror and mimic that. That's exactly the type of look we're going for, something unique and memorable, but that's not dated. It's very traditional, and I mean the sense of 10, 20 years from now, you won't be able to say it was built in 2013. There's some classic elements like Curra marble tile and some different architecture that you wouldn't find in a typical hotel.
So one thing when you walk into the lobby that's really striking, talk to me about the cobalt blue chandelier that right when you walk in you see. That's a very striking element of the design.
That's a Hotel Sorella calling card. All of our, well, I want to say all, but both of our Hotel Sorellas, we do focus on having a signature chandelier. And that's an important piece. And you'll find, I think we counted about 14 chandeliers throughout the property. And it's an Italian design, and it was created and boxed to us, and we put it together here. It was something that we started to develop the lobby around. It's that important.
And there's also a very large painting of a, it looks like from an Italian artist, of a woman. Talk about that as a design element.
You know, one thing about that large painting, and we're talking about 20 foot by 20 or maybe by 15 foot, it sits on the floor. And a lot of people said, oh, I know you just opened. Are you going to put that piece of art up? And really, it belongs on the floor. It's just striking because of the sheer size of it. And there was someone who we commissioned it to get done, obviously, and it wasn't easy to get the right look. And I think that the artist and the designers and everyone else who had a say in it really struck the right chord.
Now, you talked about the signature of the unique chandeliers. What are other signatures in terms of your service? What kind of service would patrons expect when they come to a Hotel Sorella?
The most important thing is friendliness. People want to feel welcomed, and we train. A lot of what the training is make sure that you're friendly. People will forgive that you checked them into a room that maybe wasn't the right view that they wanted, or it's on a higher floor and they want to be lower. But you have to be friendly. And we want to make sure that the people that we hire understand that. We hired many people who have never worked in a hotel, and we hired them because of their personality. And we talk about, you have to find the person who has a willingness to serve. So, and you find that in people in every different industry, throughout different industries. And we found those people, the people that smile, the people that are welcoming, the people who get up and get you a glass of water and don't even ask you. So that's the important service aspect. In the rooms, you also find important small details that oftentimes are a little overlooked in hotels. On the side of our – we have a desk in the center of the room. You're able to plug whatever you need to in there rather than to look under a desk or behind a lamp or unplug a lamp for that matter to – plug in a laptop or computer, and the same is true of the nightstands.
Well, just briefly, when did you start, and what are the kinds of things you've had to manage? And I know opening a new venue is always kind of touch and go. So what kinds of things have you had to manage?
So I've worked on this project since May of last year, and a lot of the pre-work was coming to the city and checking out the competition, staying in hotels, eating in restaurants, and developing through the experiences here in Kansas City, what the hotel would be like. We don't develop a hotel in a bubble at our corporate office. We get engaged in the city, and we bring a team down here, and that's a start. We still have the Hotel Sorella DNA, but we really want to customize it to the city. But I've been over, you know, we had design things we went through, construction, hiring, and training.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you expecting you have the red bar on the seventh floor that you mentioned? Are you expecting that to be kind of a destination hotspot for people here in Kansas City? I know it was pretty busy this weekend with people coming to check it out.
Absolutely. All our bars and restaurants that we build are for the community. It's not for our hotel guests. And we were very busy this weekend, every single day. Rosso is a bar. Bar Rosso is a restaurant. And, you know, you saw the incredible view. Also, rooftop was – it's cold outside, and everyone was even on the rooftop around our fire pit and sitting in the cabanas. So I think that it's a unique offering, and that's why we're able to – even in the cold, people were out there. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I want to thank you, Robert Leyva, General Manager of Hotel Sorella. You can subscribe to our podcast, hear this conversation again, or access any of our previous shows from the Central Standard page of KCUR.org. Tune in tomorrow as we speak with Gerald Diamond about what we can learn from traditional societies and also discuss adult bullying. Up to Date is next with a retiring Planned Parenthood leader discussing his career. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton with Ross Steinmetz and Sydney Lou Ellen. I'm Susan Wilson, and this is KCUR. Keep listening.